take up Senate Bill 43, Senate Bill 43, which permits the recording of certain deeds to or from the state of South Dakota without platting. Senate Bill 43 is open for a public hearing and proponent testimony.
Morning, Chairman Peterson. I hope not. Members of the committee, I'm John Cooper, the Secretary for South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. And I know you've got a busy calendar. I'll try to do this as briefly as I can. I'm here to ask for your support for Senate Bill 43. And I have a handout, Mr. Chairman. It might help speed things along. And if I could get
yes,
that
you may,
out, I'd sure
please.
Appreciate it. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senate Bill 43 deals with our work on Title VI of the Water Resources Development Act, and that is the act that Congress provided to the Corps of Engineers to transfer the Corps of Engineers take lands along the Missouri River to the state of South Dakota for the management of those locations to fall under the state of South Dakota's Parks and Recreation and for Parks and Recreation for the recreation areas and the Division of Wildlife for the wildlife mitigation lands. And in order to maybe walk you through some of this, and I know some of you are familiar with this and some of you probably are not, I brought a little chart or visual aid here, which frankly helps me keep doing the right thing here. But some of you are probably familiar. This happens to be Lake Francis Case, a section down in Gregory County. And back when the Pick-Sloan Plan was affected and the public laws were passed to purchase these lands for the building of the large dams on the Missouri River, the Corps of Engineers purchased a series of lands that are alongside the area to be flooded. And those were known collectively as the take lands. And in this particular case, the green represents all of the take lands down in the Gregory County area. And the yellow that you can hopefully see would be the recreation areas that are included in those take lands. In other words, the public laws that were passed allowed the Corps of Engineers to buy these properties. And then later on, the Corps of Engineers in its management plan placed the recreation areas in those locations. Title VI then basically transfers about 91,000 acres of lands, which are both the recreation area locations, which make up about 14,000 acres, and the mitigation or wildlife mitigation lands, which make up the rest. And this here might be able to give you something that I think would hopefully get you oriented towards what Senate Bill 43 is trying to accomplish. Currently, this would be, maybe some of you are familiar, this was the emergency spillway area up on Oahe, and then this is the Peoria Flats location. And of course, the water is here now, whereas it would have been a Missouri River channel back when these lands were originally purchased. This is the Corps of Engineers' original plots that came as a result of their negotiation when they went out and talked with the individual landowners to purchase this property, which obviously now is flooded. Give you orientation. Here is this little portion in yellow here. That corresponds to this here. So the water has come out along this location here and back over the top of this. And here are these three little parcels of property that are out here all along the water's edge. When the Corps of Engineers took this property, they surveyed this black line, which I'll refer to or we refer to as the exterior boundary of the take land. And then where the water's edge would be at full pool level on Lake Oahe, that would be 1620 mean sea level, that would be the interior boundary. Of course, that interior boundary goes up and down as the Corps operates the water levels and the pool levels here. These locations, when they were originally, these plots of land, when they originally were recorded, they were recorded as a meets and bounds survey. And our individual, there's 12 county registrars that are affected as a result of the lands that were purchased by the Corps of Engineers as these take lands. They originally were recorded as meets and bounds. Now, when the state of South Dakota acquires these recreation properties and they were required to turn these over by Congress as of January 1st, 2002, but there was a lawsuit that ensued on behalf of the Crow Creek Sioux Tribe and a little later on behalf of the Oglala Sioux Tribe, which prevented that turnover until just last Friday. And I went down to Sioux Falls after the lawsuits were unsuccessful in the D.C. courts, both at the district court level and at the appellate level. I went down on Friday to Sioux Falls and met the Corps of Engineers, and we have now executed the fee title deeds to the quitclaim deeds to these properties. Now, what we have currently in our inventory are the recreation areas only. Under Title VI, the rest of that land will not transfer to the state of South Dakota until the trust fund that's maintained in Title VI becomes capitalized. And right now, that's scheduled to happen around 2007 based upon current interest levels, interest rates, etc. So our problem became one of, well, how do we successfully, currently, given our state statutes, and that's where your handout comes in, if you'll take a look at that. That first page is South Dakota Codified Law 43-21-1, basically requires that parcels of property described by meets and bounds must be surveyed and platted, and if they're not, then the Register of Deeds would refuse to record the deed. And, of course, that causes us some severe problems. And what we're asking for you to do under Senate Bill 43 is to take a look at the back page of your handout. And that is a summary of SDCL 4330-16, which made an exception to 43-21-1, the one I just talked about, back in the 1970s and 80s when the legislature was dealing with how to transfer railroad rights-of-ways, either abandoned or soon-to-be-abandoned railroad rights-of-ways. And the conveyances then at that point, just for railroad rights-of-ways, was an exemption. And this SDCL 43-30-16 is the exemption for railroad rights-of-ways. Our Senate Bill 43 is patterned right after 43-30-16. We're asking for an exemption to allow our county registrar of deeds to record all of these recreation areas and eventually the mitigation areas that would transfer by the use of meets and bounds. We met with the Corps of Engineers and we've talked with Rich Satgast and the counties who were concerned about whether or not the legal descriptions were finite enough to make sure that they could index these properties, and we have been assured that they are. If you'll look at your second page of your handout, you'll see a sample of one as an example up in Lake Oahe, wherein we asked for the township and range and the section number and down to the finest geographic description, which basically is the quarters. And then from that point on, we may see some things that say something like, from the nearest bridge going 40 rods to such and such, and it's a typical meets and bounds type description. And in checking with our county registrar of deeds, we're okay with if we get it down to this point. I checked all of the deeds that we have now, and each of those deeds do get down to this description that the registrars need in order to index their transfers or the registration. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'll sure try to answer any questions that the committee may have.
We will hold questions at this time, Mr. Cooper. Thank you. Are there any further proponents to Senate Bill 43? Any further proponents? We'll ask one last time. Are there any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 43? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to testimony. We'll waive rebuttal and open it up to questions from the committee. Representative Michaels.
Secretary Cooper, this might be an unfair question. I don't see Mr. Satgast here. But if I may have a little latitude.
Yes, you may.
Fortunately or unfortunately, in the platting that was done around my great community of Yankton, all of these meets and bounds descriptions below the dam there are underwater. And I noticed that a number of, some of those points still might be underwater that you were pointing to. And my question is this, in talking to Satgast, since all we do in South Dakota is deal with title insurance, how does it affect the what I'll call the ripple effect for the adjacent property owners in them being able to define whether or not their boundary is correct? Because a lot of times I encounter title that is just an ugly chocolate mess on adjacent property because you can never find that pin. I mean, it's impossible. So you're just living underwater there and working your way back. Was that part of the conversation?
A big part of the conversation, and you're right. I think that situation occurs all up and down the river. I don't think it's just significant to your location. When they surveyed and they put either pins or markers, you know, at each of these corners. Obviously, there's been a lot of things happen on those locations, cattle grazing and people up there digging them up for souvenirs and all those kinds of things have occurred. The issue with the Corps of Engineers and us, we would have to manage these locations just like the Corps. Now, it hasn't been a great problem. I mean, there normally what would happen is if there's a distinct boundary, let's say that somebody fenced along here and all of a sudden somebody in the Corps found that it was, 100 yards off or something, then what they would normally do would go out now and we would GPS the area. Mm-hmm. We would take a handheld GPS and we would find that location based, and then we would go back to a known location and transfer your longitude latitudes to the known location. In other words, if there was a quarter down here that we knew exactly was no problem, wasn't a part of the take land, we could take the corner of that quarter and measure off in due north exactly where that corner is right there. And even though the pins might be missing, we should be able to GPS that location. Now, that's something that we have now that they didn't have, of course, back in the days that they were doing this. And then if there was an issue, as an example, where there was a disagreement by an adjoining landowner to one of our recreation areas, it may be a situation where we might have to pay for an actual platted survey to try to make sure that everybody on each side, and we would try to work it out, but if it came to that fact and it got to be a legal issue, I think we would have to survey.
A follow-up, please?
Yes, you may.
I'm sure since you've worked with us that you know what the term adverse possession means.
Yes.
Have you encountered anything, Secretary Cooper,
at this point? At this point, the Corps of Engineers, for the most part, are in a situation where there's been erosion on a lot of these locations. Yeah. And let's say, you see how close this particular parcel is right here? And a lot of that land may have already fallen in, may have already caved off. And the core take land doesn't exist there anymore, but 100 feet of that private property owner's land has fallen in. There are situations there where the core has settled with that, you know, and had gone back and reached a mutual agreement to settle for that, and maybe in some cases even bought that person's land so it increases the width of the take line. Now, under Title VI, the Corps still is responsible for that kind of an erosion because it's the Corps' responsibility from the standpoint of running the water, which is actually causing the erosion. And so in Title VI, it's still their responsibility to work on the erosion issues, just like it's their responsibility to work on cultural resource issues that would be below 1620. As an example, that's the full pool level on Oahe. The way this is that 1620 would be your internal boundary on Oahe. Your external boundary for the state's work would be this area between the exterior boundary and the internal boundary. And when the water and below that 1620 level, it's still the Corps of Engineers' responsibility to work on cultural resources.
So 1620 to the take.
It's 1620, yeah. And keep in mind, it's as you can see here, a lot of people think that the take line goes up, 200 feet or 300 feet. That doesn't exist. It's the take line is all this jagged corners out here.
Okay.
So that's... I know it's kind of confusing, but we tried to make sure we constructed it so to eliminate these conflicts.
Thank you. Further questions from the committee? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Secretary Cooper, does this bill just deal with this one transaction of land, or does it affect land bought before or land purchases to follow or not?
Well, we tried to make it as narrow as possible, much like the railroad, the abandoned railroad and rights of way. It deals with Title VI, transfer only, and if there would be any subsequent transfers of that Title VI take land, then there would have to be a survey that was done before any other lands could be transferred the next time around. So it's only Title VI.
One follow-up, Hanson.
And that would be land connected to this and not land any other place in the state?
Right. Only Title VI.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions? Representative Brown, did you have a question?
No.
Thank you. Any further questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Secretary, for your time today. We'll close the committee hearing to questions and open it up to committee discussion and
answer. Mr. Chairman.
Representative Michaels.
I move to pass on Senate Bill 43.
Second.
Representative Brown moves. Representative Michaels moves. Representative Brown seconds. A due pass on Senate Bill 43. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, those in favor of the due pass motion on Senate Bill 43 shall vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary shall call the roll.
Brown. Denifan.
Aye.
Ekarius. Wensky.
Aye.
Hanson.
Aye.
Jasper.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Michael.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Senate Representative Denifan. Is there a second? Representative Dunafin moves. Representative Hanson seconds consent. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. Those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. It's on consent.